And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
Jane is the owner of Sister Sage Herbs, a tiny natural remedies company located here in Seattle. You can find us at sistersageherbs.com and at the heart of Seattle Pike Place Market. And welcome to our tiny podcast.
Yes.
And today we're going to be talking about the cottonwood tree and all of the medicinal qualities from the cottonwood tree. Specifically, I know we're going to talk about all three. Tea, mm-hmm. tincture, mm-hmm. and salve.
Yes, but first,
what?
A word from our disclaimer.
Oh, right. Our disclaimer. So before we begin, the content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Please.
Now, on to the good stuff.
Yes.
All right? Cool. So we're talking about medicinal plants. No big whoop, right? Mm-hmm. And the cottonwood tree has been around and been used for medicine for thousands of years in different configurations. But what we have here in North America is this classic black cottonwood. Populus trichocarpus. I'm gonna screw that. I knew I was gonna screw that up. Trichocarpa. Yeah.
Looks like it.
Mm-hmm. Balsam poplar.
Yep.
So what we use from the cottonwood are the cottonwood buds that come up in the kind of sometimes dead of winter actually here.
Yeah.
But usually classic, you know, late winter and spring. Mm-hmm. And these buds come out of these trees, and they look kind of like chicken feet.
They do. Well, they're really, usually really tall trees. So where, when did you pick these in particular? Under the tree during a giant windstorm where I was freaking out. So risked life and limb for this cottonwood. So it's all the teeny tiny little twigs and the buds that aren't resinous yet. That's why they're good to get them in the winter. And then as when you bring them in your house and it's warm, they start opening up and smelling really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to put that part in there.
You mean the story about me going out in the windstorm?
Yeah.
I wanted to get them fresh.
Well, I didn't really think people were going to try to beat you to it down here in our neighborhood. But anyway, that aside, you made this tincture in March 30th this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure you collected them in like February.
Yeah.
So we waited for them to get a little bit resinous and start oozing their sticky resin,
mm-hmm.
and then put them in, what, vodka? Or did you put them in stronger than vodka?
No, it was vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can, the way I made this tincture is just, you know, a bunch of cottonwood buds, one part cottonwoods to two parts vodka.
Okay.
And, yeah, I dried the buds out first. A little bit.
Oh, because it was a rain and windstorm.
Right.
But yes, on a blustery winter, you know, storm mm-hmm. afterwards,
mm-hmm.
you can go out and see these. Usually the trees live by a water source because they need the water.
Mm-hmm.
So all across the country, when you go, like even in the Rio Grande and New Mexico, you can see, like, that's going to be the water right there because there's all the cottonwoods.
Yeah.
So, and then that's where all the people settle. Sure. And so they find the medicine that's right, and you know, that's like a windbreak, mm-hmm. a little bird shelter. Birds are dropping their seeds of all these other plants they've eaten, and the weeds become the medicine for people who settle there. You know, mm-hmm. that's the ethnobotany part of our mm-hmm. story here.
And we've talked about the cottonwood in previous podcasts, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, those buds, they look brown and green and kind of red, and and they look kind of like the chicken feet, and they're easy to, they're pretty easy to harvest.
Mm-hmm. Just pop it off at wherever it pops off on the mm-hmm. branch. You can even use small twigs, the tiny twigs mm-hmm. that are the same size, because that resin is all through that whole stem.
Yeah, so the resin is very, very sticky.
Yeah.
And would probably make a pretty good glue.
Well, yeah, that is, a lot of people think that's what propolis is mostly made out of, those kind of resins that bees collect during the winter when there's not much else out there. Mm. Or, well, on a warm winter day, they can go out, but there's not much else for them to collect. Mm. But they make it, it's very similar in taste to propolis, if you've ever had propolis.
Mm.
So, and it's similar in that color is the same as the resin from here, the reddish brown.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
It'll be interesting to analyze it or something.
Yeah, or maybe it'd be interesting to combine the cottonwood bud with actual
propolis.
Yeah, bee propolis. Yeah. Mm.
We should ask our beekeeper about that. Cool, we'll get back to you on the next podcast.
Yeah, we're planning. So anyway, yeah, it would be fun to try all of these things. Mm-hmm. I guess I'd want to mention, too, that the buds have just an incredibly fragrant smell. Mm-hmm. It smells...
It's kind of vanilla-like.
Yeah, vanilla. I remember Kevin said it smelled like fresh rain on a riverbank.
Mm. There you go. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, so, we have this tincture we're about to taste, which is... Well, I think maybe we should taste the tea first, because it's going to be less strong.
Okay.
Because I think the...
So what we did is we put a little couple of cottonwood buds in hot water, and we're just making a tea.
And it's only been like maybe 7 minutes since we, 15 minutes since we...
Yeah, something like that.
So and it's not even plumped yet, so you could possibly either steep it longer or kind of gently boil it if you mm-hmm. wanted more out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just, you know, the quick, easy one twig per cup here.
Sure. And this is really good for, kind of stimulating lungs, good for circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've just learned most of this stuff from Scott Kluse's book. In fact, I'm just looking at it right mm-hmm. here. So if you're interested, Pacific Northwest Medicinal Plants, Identify, Harvest, and Use 120 Wild Herbs for Health and Wellness by Scott Kluse. I think this is one of the most fantastic books.
Really nice.
I know I've talked about it before on this podcast, but this book is not just a great book. It's good in practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you could just carry that with you when you're hiking.
Yeah. You know? If you had one book to carry with you right now, I would say this would be it. If you were in the Pacific Northwest, this would be the one if you are interested in medicinal
and they're
plants.
Not, he doesn't just go over only native plants, but just plants that can and do grow readily here.
Right.
So a lot of times, you'll...
It's practical.
Yeah.
You know, so we're basically, we're testing all of the preparations here. Mm-hmm. So this is the first one. This is the twig tea.
Okay, I'm gonna take a sip.
So yeah, take a sip. Tell me what you think.
Hmm. Mild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it doesn't
smells
really.
Smells really. I mean, it's hard now because we poured the tincture. But
no, I can smell it.
Yeah.
It almost smells like roses or something, like kind of floral.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty mild. Mm-hmm. You'd probably need a few more of them in there to really have like a...
Well, like I said, it's not even plumped back up, so it hasn't released that much yet.
Mm-hmm.
You see at the bottom, you can see a little bit of a resin coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the heat.
Yeah, so definitely.
Maybe in about, who knows how long.
Or maybe you could just let it sit for...
Yeah, or simmer or something.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, but I think... It's fine for, like, especially, like, a small child. They don't need that much, you know. It's, like, a fun, you know, thing to do. You're homesick from school sick, you know. Well, let's go in the backyard, grab some cottonwood, get a little fresh air, put it in your cup, and have a little tea party.
Mm-hmm. It says here you can drink 3 to 4 fluid ounces up to 3 times per day. So, yeah.
How many buds would he put in for his thing? And are they fresh?
I don't know.
Not necessarily.
It doesn't really say there.
Okay.
I mean, I would say, you know, it's probably fine to use them fresh.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Andrew put one right in his mouth?
Oh, yeah. A cottonwood bud, yeah.
I don't even know if it was the whole one. Was it the whole one?
I think he did, yeah.
You know how it has, like leaves, almost like a lot of leaves coming. I just put one leaf in my mouth after he did that, and it was buzzing around. My mouth was kind of numb or tingly numb.
Yeah.
For a while, so I think if you had a teething baby, I mean, I wouldn't put it one like that, but maybe this tincture. Let's try this in our own.
Yeah, maybe a tiny little something, but
just on your fingertip, and then rub the gum or something. Could be really good for antibacterial.
Oh, yeah.
Or a bad tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we taste the... I'm going to just do one little tinky in there.
Yeah. So this is the we're trying the tincture that we made in March.
Mmm. That is unique. I like it. I'm going to put it on a different part of my tongue now. I just put it on the front.
It's really
different taste receptors.
It's really bitter. You can, and when you look at the tincture itself, you can see the actual.
Put some in the back of your tongue.
Okay.
It's very. It has that vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that? The other thing they use, I think it's benzoin. I wonder if that's made from that. But
bitter salicylates?
Salicylates?
Salicylates.
In the butt. Oh, and twigs. Reduce inflammation, relieve pain. Cool.
So this is for to kind of clear the lungs, cough, circulation.
I feel like I can feel it kind of working on my lungs right now.
And the tincture is very brown in color.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see the properties, you know, in the tincture, in the alcohol, you know.
Well, we haven't, you know, completely strained it yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's that auburn, reddish brown.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. It's good.
I think it would be, and then...
I think it would be good mixed with honey.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, it would be really nice rounded out. You know?
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think this would be delicious with honey.
And then just take a little bit of that every day to keep your lungs open.
Yeah. Your throat kind of coated, you know, just like we were talking about the propolis.
Mm-hmm. But then we also have... Yeah, that's that. I like that.
Yeah, I like that idea.
But it definitely needs something. I mean, if I were to want to take it every day, I would have to have some grounding thing to it. Because it's very, in your mouth, it's very, like the vanilla sort of flavor is so high. Flavor mm-hmm. note of high is opposed to needing some grounding. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the honey or something would bring it down.
I agree.
In the flavor or some
root, it is very bitter.
Maybe. With echinacea, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. All right, well, we're going to get back to some of these ideas.
Right, well, this is fun to, you know, try new things and test out. These are just, you know, things that we like to do aside from making Sister Sage herbs products, you know, and working with, you know, the herbs that we work with all the time. This is kind of just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
research.
Yeah. And okay, so we have one more left.
One more thing is our cottonwood balm that you made probably.
I've made a couple of times.
In March, though, probably when you made them. And let me take a little bit of this.
So this.
Nice. So you took the oil and mixed it with the wax, beeswax, and shea butter.
Yep.
And melted it all down. So strained oil. The oil was soaking for a while. I think we heated it up because we wanted the resins to come into the.
That's right.
So we had it in the crock pot. I think we did like a gallon of it. Just put a gallon of oil, and then I don't even know if we measured. We just put a bunch of cottonwood buds in there. I will warn you that if you try this at home, whatever pan you use will either be only usable for cottonwood again or really difficult to clean.
Yeah.
So we did use one of the pumice stones on the crock pot to get it clean again, but now we don't use the crock pot for that anyway, so I'm not sure how that really got cleaned up. But it's very nice. I remember the first time I tried a balm at a festival that was like my competitor's balm that I just wanted to check it out, you know. I walked over and acted like I didn't know what I was doing and just tried it, put it on my back, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is nice. So definitely look for a specialty balm from Sister Sage or something that we'll try out that will have the cottonwood and maybe arnica and a couple other things, St. John's wort or something.
Yeah.
But yeah. That was nice. And then the smell is really nice. You know, it is.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
You know, it is a scent that will stick with you, but it's so nice. You know? It's that vanilla.
Mm. It is wonderful.
And I don't know if we did it this time, but another time we used the cottonwood and we put, fir essential oil in there and a cedar essential oil.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, if we also harvest the tips of the cedar and put those into the oil, it could scent it from the trees instead of the essential oil.
Yeah.
So we might have to try that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. Very, very exciting.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah, that was a lot out of one herb.
Yeah.
You know, just the buds.
Mm-hmm.
We got three different, very easy to make products.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
And they smell so great. So should we wrap this up?
Sure.
If you made it to the end of this podcast, you are so awesome.
Herbal superheroes.
Jeez. Visit us for more at sistersageherbs.com And folks, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.